Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Hey, listener, it's your old pal, Paul, and I got some bad news to deliver at the top of the episode. I know, bummer. I'm a douche and can't record well, and some dumb, weird anomaly happened to where it sounds like me and Tony are in a tin can. I'm not sure why. I've racked my brain. This is going to come out fine. It's going to sound golden. Even the theme song and the outro, they'll sound great, but the whole podcast kind of sounds like shit. Even the intro that I did prior. I will be more diligent next time. I do apologize. Also, another thing, there are huge spoilers for the movie Tusk. If you haven't seen it, I would recommend not listening to the part where we talk about Tusk. We talk about it for about like 3 to maybe 5 minutes. So if you start hearing us talk about Tusk, there's this little like 15 second marker thing that you can just keep skipping ahead if you have an iPhone or whatnot. I'm not sure how you're listening to this, but you can do that and then you can skip ahead, or I guess you can just not listen to this episode at all. I'm really sorry. I'm bummed out. It was a great episode, but I didn't want to go without a show this week, and we couldn't re-talk everything, so I apologize. Now if you'll hear the horrible cold open, then you'll hear the theme song that sounds all right, then you'll hear the shitty podcast. I'm sorry, but enjoy. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Lousy Weather Media Basement Comedy Show Part 2, featuring Anthony Savat, Josh Volchko, Devin Connor, and Tim Wolf, with musical guest Bob Camparta, and my mouth is the speaker. It is Saturday, December 20th at 8 p.m., and if you can't listen to it, you can listen to it live, or be there. Fuck, I always do that. If you can't be there, you can listen to it live at www.lousyweathermedia.com. Now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I am Paul.
I'm Tony Cincinnati.
Full name still.
Always. Okay. Let's.
No, I will never move past
Let's
it.
Smooth nope. out the transition.
Nope. Never. Let's make it bumpy.
I'm a social butterfly.
It's a bumpy intro. That's what we need.
Every time. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Just fly into turbulence, then we'll smooth it out. Do you want to start with genre 5?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Go ahead, hit me with yours.
Genre 5, biopics for
Ooh,
this week.
Yeah, we did biopics, which was, honestly, a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. I was like, biopics?
There's
I don't
lot.
Know any of those. I'm like, oh my god, I know a lot of
you
these.
You love biopics.
I do. I'm a big fan.
All right, my 5, I'm going to do my favorite last.
Okay.
The other 4 aren't in any order. Mm-hmm. I got Walk the Line.
Nice.
Love Joaquin in that.
Joaquin is the man. I love the parody of that. Yes. I have on my list now.
Oh god. It's like having Spinal Tap on documentaries.
Walk Hard, Spinal Tap. No, go ahead.
Holy shit. I also have Capote with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Hello, I'm Capote.
How are you today?
Ooh, yours is a little better than mine. Actually, I think mine's stronger. Go ahead.
King's Speech.
He could talk right. He makes it through at the end, though, right?
I like the beginning more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. When he's shitty and stutters.
No, when Gregory Rush is, or Jeffrey Rush is teaching him, it's just a fun process.
I've never seen The King's Speech. I've heard amazing things about it. That won Best Screen when it came out, didn't it?
Yeah.
Screenplay or Best...
Something along those lines.
It was Best Film that year. I think it was Best Film. Best Picture? Is that the name of the awards that happened with it?
The things that the award they gave...
They got a medal.
Best of something.
Okay.
My 4th on the list... It was a toss-up, but I went with Milk.
Oh, Harvey.
I really like that movie.
Yeah. James Franco and Sean Penn.
Sean Penn. Who else is in it? Emile Hirsch is in it, too.
I don't know.
He plays one of the people in the campaign.
Oh, okay.
And my top dog, Amadeus.
Amadeus. Amadeus. I thought you were going to join in any minute.
Never. That has nothing to do with what I said originally.
Minus the name. The name worked out pretty well, I felt.
It's like they had the name and then they made a song about it.
Yeah.
But is that what that... I don't know if that song
I don't even know if that's real, like, if that song applies.
Or they just found a word that works for a song.
Or that's another song and someone put Amadeus in it and I heard that version of it and...
Honestly, though, Amadeus is
amazing. Incredible. I remember you told me, you were like, dude, you have to watch this. And I was like, all right, right on. I like classical music. And then I watched it, and I can't believe that the star of it hasn't really gone on to do much else. He was amazing.
No, he,
is he going to play?
The last thing I saw him in was a movie called, oh, God. It was that a British film.
Yeah,
shut up. it's got James Gandolfini. It's all about British politics.
Yeah, I have no idea.
On the Line. That was the most recent film I saw him in. He played the Prime Minister for Britain. And he was just this bumbling fucking idiot. It was hilarious.
Do you know his name?
No.
I can't remember.
Not offhand.
Right on. Yeah, Amadeus is fantastic.
Fuck yeah.
I watched that like actually not that long ago, like for the first time. Probably like, I mean, years, but yeah. I mean, for how long it's been out.
I'm craving it now.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll see you later. Tony's going to go watch it. I'll finish the podcast. These aren't in any order, but I can probably order these, honestly.
Okay.
Ooh, never mind. Can't. Mm-hmm. 127 hours. That's at the end. Like, that would be, like, the lowest one. But I love that. Like, that movie fucked me up. Jesus Christ.
It fucked him up.
Oh, my God. Franco, and, like, that's... I thought that was a cool role for him to get because, I mean... Wasn't that coming off the tails of Spider-Man 3?
Sounds right.
Yeah, so I mean, like, you know, after fucking, like, anyone ate cream when he's all fucking dumb and shit before he becomes the weird snowboarding hobgoblin with a lightsaber. God, the mashup, they're like, here's a paintball mask, here's a fucking snowboard and a lightsaber. Now you go be hobgoblin. He's like, how? They're like, well, we're going to put you in a coma. And you're going to be a good hobgoblin after. You're going to like ice cream. You ready? And break. yeah, what a piece of shit. But 127 hours was amazing. It fucked me up so hard when you like first fell, and those people are just out of earshot.
Oh, yeah.
That is fucking terrifying.
No, I don't know how...
realistic that is.
Well, because he wouldn't have known they were out of earshot.
Oh, very true. That's probably totally cinematic.
Just something for cinematic.
Yeah, definitely.
Excitement.
And another, I mean, like,
to make you go, oh.
Yeah, oh no, for sure. Because you're just like, if they would just turn around and they forgot something, they could save his life. And we could skip the next, like, fucking 90 minutes of him breaking his own arm and cutting it off with a dull pocket knife. Spoilers. Into the Wild.
Fuck.
Yeah, that was a good one, right?
Shit.
Oh, I'm so happy I got you with that. None of yours did that to me, I'm just letting you know. You had shitty picks. No, I'm kidding. Amadeus was great. Into the Wild, though, I thought, like, what's that actor's name?
Emil Hirsch.
Yeah. Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, fucking, that dude rules.
Yeah.
Alpha Dog, I think that's another biopic too, right?
Well.
Kind of. Isn't that based on
true events, I think.
Is that considered a biopic?
I think it has to follow a person almost, like...
Oh.
In their likeness, like, you know, Lincoln was about Lincoln, inspired by events.
I was going to say, Jobs and Lincoln were pretty close on my list, but Lincoln was fucking kind of boring.
Lincoln's really, really, really historically serious.
It's very good, I mean, I can't say it's a snapshot of the time, because fuck, there was barely pictures back then, but, I mean, it seemed very, very well done, very precise.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, I was just kind of like, okay, I mean, at the end, shit goes down. I know what's going
to
happen.
I know what happens to this guy.
Yeah, he's going to go see that fucking play.
You kind of a lot of biopics. You're like, oh, Steve Jobs, know what's going that.
But out. Steve Jobs was
cool
to
see
it at all of, like, coming up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't
know. Is
that
your third?
No.
Oh.
So all I've done is 127 hours and Into the Wild. An American Crime. That's a biopic. Fucked up,
that's
right?
That's scary.
That's horrifying. That movie,
it's the worst.
If you haven't seen American Crime, it's fucking awful.
It's terrifying.
It's like Requiem for a Dream, like pit in your stomach at the end of it. Like, minus the ass, but I mean, like,
kind of like the grandma in the psych ward, and the dude, spoilers, the dude with his arm cut off. I guess if you haven't seen Requiem for a Dream, I just
ruined it. He's giving this shit away.
Yeah.
Giving it away like kittens today, people.
Yeah. Opinions were like kittens. I was giving them away. My smile's nice.
You just saying it wrong. But...
Nah. Opinions were like kittens.
It's I was always giving them away.
Yeah, so I just said, fuck you.
You said it wrong.
No, I didn't. We'll go back to
I
tape.
Am always giving them away.
No.
Oh, fuck you. I like to love balls.
But, yeah. I do. An American Crime. Fucking love that movie. Yeah, I think I saw that like 4 or 5 years ago, and I was like, there's no way this ends out.
The truth makes it. The reality makes it so much worse.
And,
it happened.
Gertie?
Gertie was the nanny.
Do you know her name? She's in, like, a late quartet. She's in fucking 40-Year-Old Virgin. I can never remember her fucking name.
No.
God damn it. I'm going to look it up real quick.
Pretty older actress.
Yeah, very really, much so. Hold on.
Really good.
40-year... Yep, there you go. She's fucking 40 and she popped
There's up. Another movie.
Catherine Keener. Yeah, she... And she, like, plays a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
She's the fucking devil in this movie. And she plays it amazingly. The whole movie's great. Like... I don't know. It takes you on a trip, that's for sure. American Gangster, my boy Denzel.
Oh, my God.
Dude, American Gangster is the tits.
Hard, dude. Dude, I didn't know Goodfellas was a biopic.
Say what?
Yeah, say, huh?
That's insane.
Because that's so actually busy? About fucking Henry, what's his face?
Oh, yeah, I guess
it's about him.
And Wolf of Wall Street, that'd be a biopic
that'd
as well.
That'd be a biopic.
Well, but I mean...
That asshole.
I feel like that was somewhat embellished.
Well, I mean, then again, the dude was a... millionaire psychopath who stole from old people. He might have lived that way.
Yeah, true. Getting blowjobs on
just
elevators.
Party
glass on. Elevators, too. I mean, everybody knows. And my final and best one, Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon.
They put a man on the moon. Man on the moon. That's what? Fucking
R.E.M.
R.E.M., yeah. Rapid Eye Movement.
Yep,
that's what that stands for. Yeah, no, I fucking the Mighty Mouse sequence in that is fucking amazing. Do you think that Andy Kaufman's gonna come back? Like, do you think that was his joke?
He's
like
Tupac?
Yeah.
Himself?
No. Well, wait, Tupac hasn't done that.
I saw pictures.
Yeah,
I saw pictures
in the dawn of Photoshop. I'm pretty sure this was real.
He was with Suge Knight having Chipotle like last year.
This Chipotle's amazing.
I'm racist, and it was just another friend of Suge Knight's.
That looks exactly like him. They all look the same to me. I can't tell them apart.
Oh, what's another one? I almost did American Splendor.
Oh, fuck.
Yep.
Wow, that would
have
been perfect.
It was up there with Milk. My battle was American Splendor and Milk. I didn't know Harvey Pekar. I didn't know Harvey
Milk. He was
Milk
from Cleveland,
either.
Too.
But, yeah.
Yeah, he was
shot in Cleveland.
Homeboy. Fuck, that movie is amazing. Oh God, why can't I remember that Paul Giamatti? He is fucking incredible.
Yeah.
And that was the first movie that I saw him in that like really like I was like, holy shit, this dude's incredible.
I think I saw that in Sideways.
Sideways I just watched not too long ago, and I remember I started at my computer like, oh, I'll just see how this rip looks, and I couldn't fucking take my eyes off of it. I watched it in the most uncomfortable seat and like on the littlest screen. I was like, this is incredible. I can't take time to put it on a
That's
USB
awesome.
And put it on my TV. Yeah, no, I really enjoyed Sideways. And American Splendor as well. Was there any other biopics that you wanted to reference that you were kind of on the fence about?
Honorable mentions.
Yeah, I mean, like, I had Lincoln and Jobs and even Lincoln, though. I mean, that wasn't, like, that close.
I mean, there are a lot that just sort of fall short just because I didn't, like, Joan of Arc. It's an older one. The Doors. Mm. Ray.
Oh, like, The Doors one. Val Kilmer? Yeah, that one almost made mine because he looks fucking... creepily
He's
like
into it.
John Morrison.
I watched YouTube videos of him in kind of costume, like on set, sort of they went to a bar down the street. He literally sounds fucking pitch perfect to fucking Jim Morrison.
And Jim, my bad, I said John, I'm an asshole. He looks like almost exactly like him though. That picture of him like with the Technicolor thing that they do on the front, I was like, that is him, right? And you're like, that's Val Kilmer.
Yeah, he has the same jawline, same every...
Yeah, and they would, like, perfect, like, the feathered hair and shit like that. Yeah, it was pretty intense. And Val Kilmer's the shit. Fucking him in Kiss Kiss Bang Bang will be one of my favorite roles. Gay Perry.
He's like, no, I just kept the gay.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not gay anymore. I'm knee deep in pussy. I just kept the gay because it sounds good. If you haven't seen Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, I mean, you are fucking not doing yourself any good. So you, what movies you seen this week, buddy?
Ooh, I seen some good ones.
I seen some movies.
What seen it?
I seen it.
First one?
Yeah.
Bloodsport. Based on a true story. Could be... No. No, I thought about it.
Jean-Claude?
Yeah. Well, it's a Jean-Claude movie.
That's on Netflix.
Yeah, based off of the life of Frank Dukes.
Frank Dukes. Make you bleed when sports.
God, it's horrible. But it's so fun and awesome in every way. But honestly, Frank Dukes is a beast. He won like 127 titles in full contact kumite.
I was about to say, that's like the underground, like it almost looks like Mortal Kombat, right?
Yeah, but
I haven't seen that since I was like 8, and I saw it on USA, so I didn't see any of the cool shit anyways.
Oh, it gets...
I'll rewatch it, yeah.
But in the real kumite, they do use boxing gloves. It's not just full contact, fist-to-fist.
Yeah.
Super assassins fighting each other.
They kind of churched it.
They don't want you dying on the mat.
Right. I mean, I remember seeing it. I was like, oh, this is kind of like Mortal Kombat, but without fucking sweet power. So why am I watching this? That's how I felt.
It really is.
I'm like, no one's saying get over here. No one's getting frozen.
You know what it is.
I'm gone.
I think they made Bloodsport, and then when Frank Dukes gets on the plane, he goes back to the United States and becomes Guile from Street Fighter.
That's funny. I like that. I think that's pretty cool.
Because it's his name. Almost the same fucking character.
Yeah, he changes his name and then fucking goes back and then he's still in the fucking underground fighting circuit. That's awesome. All right, I'll take it. That's like that thing that people think that James Bond's a Time Lord. I like to think of it as that's the code name for the new 007 agent. So they just changed the name of 007 to James Bond because they can't have his real name for the agent.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I always
that works better.
At it. Yeah.
Than him being a Time Lord.
Where's his fucking TARDIS, asshole? Yeah.
He has a sonic screwdriver he borrowed from the 12th Doctor.
Just in case Chris Hardwick hears this, I was kidding, because that's his theory. Or wait, not Chris,
hey, Chris.
Matt Meyer, my bad.
Okay. Fuck you, Matt Meyer.
Oh, the gloves are off.
Oh, yeah. There's way more sensible theories that don't merge two different enterprises together.
He's got a podcast called James Bonding.
Really?
Yeah.
You fucking kidding?
Best name ever.
James Bonding.
Yeah, they watch one film and then go, like, in-depth into it. I mean, there's fucking so many of them, so good for him.
It's not just James Bond films?
It's just James Bond films.
Oh, it is.
But, I mean, there's, like, fucking how many are out? Like, 50 or some shit?
50 or 60.
Yeah. And they keep going with them, obviously.
Holy shit. Oh, the new one, I think it's called Spectre. They came up with a name for it.
Is Daniel Craig?
Dude,
are you done talking about Bloodsport?
Yes.
All right, I watched Casino Royale. Fucking in love with
you
the movie.
Loved it.
Oh my God, I was like, this, he's the most fucking murdering James Bond ever.
He's the coolest dude on, it's awesome.
And like, he's like reckless, but like, I don't know, I really
It's like
don't,
a younger, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like he doesn't have like the thought to be like, well, I don't have to murder everyone. He's just like, they don't have to live.
No, I got to get
in my way.
Yeah. That scene of him with her in the shower, like all bloody.
Oh, yeah. But, all right. One thing that that scene did stick out to me. I was going to bring it up, but now that you did. All right. So he's fighting those two dudes,
MI6? Yeah.
Okay. The MI6 guys, those are the terrorist group at the beginning that he's fucking running after, right?
Yes.
Okay. So they're talking to, I can't remember the bad dude's name, I can't remember. The guy with the fucking gray eye.
Yes.
That plays poker with him. So they're like, give us the money, give us the money. He's like, for something like this, I'd take off a hand. And then like, he's like, but I'm going to take your girlfriend's. And then he's about to, and he fucking almost does it. And he was like, not even a word out of your boyfriend. He's like, you should find a new lover. And then they walk out. And then James Bond's making out with his girlfriend, trying to make it look like he wasn't listening to him.
Yeah.
And then they see the earpiece. And then they go into this brutal fight down the stairs, right?
Yep.
Fucking sick. But.
But.
He's all bloody, and then he, like, cleans himself up and shit, changes his shirt, and then goes downstairs to play another hand. And then he's like, I noticed you changed your shirt, Mr. Bond. And then they goes back upstairs the next scene, gets in the shower, gets his shirt all wet again, and then has to change it again.
Oh, you're saying there's... there's a.
It's just weird.
He just keeps doing stupid things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, not. The, I mean, the first one was. I mean, obviously,
clean the blood.
Yeah. Yeah, and not only that, the dude was trying. He was shooting at him. Like, what else are you gonna do?
Oh,
but that fucking. I mean, dude, the fighting in that movie was amazing. The choreography was incredible. The shots were great, well, except for that one weird scene where he's getting up out of the foot high water with all of his abs. And
oh yeah,
and I mean, just his like whole persona of Bond was really cool. I really did, that ending was fucking pitch perfect. I honestly, and I started watching Quantum of Solace, which starts right after Casino Royale, like on the heels of it. Like it ends, and then fucking Quantum of Solace like begins, which I think is really cool. But honestly, that it was like a perfect standalone Bond, like from start to finish. Like if like that was the only James Bond movie ever made, like I would be like. That's
James
amazing.
Bond was an awesome movie.
Yeah, like holy fuck. I don't know. I have nothing but fucking praises for the movie.
I love all three of them.
Yeah, I'm watching currently Quantum of Solace. I haven't finished it, obviously, but for the most part, it's really good. I mean, it's continuation. Yeah. I really dig Daniel Craig as James Bond.
You?
My only other James Bond that I have is Pierce Brosnan, so I mean, not much to compare to, I suppose, but GoldenEye was the shit.
You know,
right?
Or Roger Moore?
I never watched any of it. That shit's just so boring. Cause it's it's like watching a film to play. You know, the camera moves like fucking three times an hour.
Those ones from back then are pretty horrible, but
I wouldn't say like horrible, but I mean like it's just that how I'm used to seeing movies. It's just kind of like fucking god damn it, this is boring to watch.
That's how I feel sometimes when I'm doing the Test of Tony. I'm like. Could be watching something more modern.
Or not only that, but something that you haven't seen already, too. Because I catch myself rewatching stuff, and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? There's so much shit out there, and I'm wasting all the, like, an hour and a half of my time on this bullshit.
Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead.
All right. Next one on my list is It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Holiday classic. Jimmy Stewart. 1946.
Wow.
Yeah, really good movie about George Bailey.
Right.
And it's literally this really, really good, like, serious tale about a guy that keeps trying to do the right thing and puts his life plans on hold because he's sacrificing himself for everyone around him.
He's not making the selfish choice. So.
And then he winds up being an old man ready to kill himself, sad, thinking about what he missed. Mm-hmm. And then he realizes he helped this entire town keep living. They've had children, like people have had children because of him, built houses because of him, like, so the whole town rallies around him, and like, it's a nice movie.
That's awesome. How did it hold up?
It holds up wonderfully, just because it's black and white, so you know what you're getting into.
Right, but I mean, like, I'm saying, like, the dialogue, the shots, and stuff like that.
It's so fucking witty and quick.
Really?
It's hilarious.
So it kept your attention the whole time?
Yeah, Jimmy Stewart is an absolutely awesome actor, like, he does this thing, like, when people say something cocky to him, like, he's walking with a girl, and this guy's like, why don't you just go ahead and kiss her now? He's like, what's that? Like, he just looks at him and goes, like, what's that? Like, makes them repeat it like they're assholes.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
What's that now? Like, he does it, like, three times in the movie, and every time it's when someone's kind of being obnoxious and rude, and he's like, huh? What's that? Little dick.
That's
say
awesome.
It again. But no, very, very good movie, and, highly rated movie. It's won a bunch of awards.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's also one of the, like, I mean, like, Citizen Kane, like, that's like a fucking, but I mean, like, rewatching that, I've tried watching it for the first time, I'm like, holy fuck, right? I mean, I know Rosebud's at the end, I think I understand the meaning of this, and I know it was, like, the first movie to kind of, like, put into play what movies should be, and then that's why it's held in such high regard, but it's also the first fucking one, so it probably wasn't that good at it.
It's hard to watch. This movie was very... Nothing special in it that they had to take any sort of fucking boundary chasing on.
Right.
It was just a good, awesome movie with great actors.
Right on.
So, and then,
hold on.
What?
Fuck you. It's a volley.
No, I was going to say, do you want to talk about Tusk?
Oh, yeah, sure. We can talk about Tusk. I have a couple more, though. Do you have any more to go through?
No, those are my three.
Okay. 22 Jump Street. Holy shit. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So self-aware. So perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it.
It's wonderful,
because
if you like 21 Jump Street, you get the same movie twice.
Not only the same movie, but, like, a movie that's hyper-aware that it's the same movie.
Yeah.
It's almost like if The Hangover...
They're making that joke, yeah.
If The Hangover knew that they were doing the exact same movie
and
again, instead
it.
Of just giving people the exact same movie. I love the fucking joke that they was like, well, maybe next year we'll probably be over, like, you know, on the other side of the street. And it's like 23 Drum Street coming soon. And then the credits.
The credits
crack
the fuck up.
The whole movie was fucking fantastic. Like, honestly, like, Channing Tatum and fucking, is it Channing? Channing Tatum.
Channing, yeah.
And, Jonah Hill, I mean, like, they're perfect together. Like, the beginning, I was like, this is dumb. Like, when they're sitting on the car, I was like, I don't like this at all. The minute that, like, they get up on that truck, I was just fucking there.
My name was...
Oh, God, yeah. And the octopus and shit. 22 Jump Street, if you haven't seen it, fantastic. Nightbreed, director's cut.
Nightbreed.
Yeah. Clive Barker's Nightbreed.
I've not seen Nightbreed.
And it just came out on Netflix. It's the director's cut. It was from 1990, maybe 91. I'm pretty sure it's 90. It's really cool. It definitely has a very Hellraiser-ish feel to it. Directed by Clive Barker.
Cool.
They found a whole bunch of lost footage. This dude, Mark Miller, who writes the Hellraiser comics, he found a whole bunch of the lost footage. And they pieced it back together, remastered everything, redid all the fucking, like, I can't remember what the fucking technical term is, but like the actual talking and the music, they remastered all of it and it sounds great. Looks awesome. It's really cool. It's about like this dude trying to find this place called Meridian, and it's like a cemetery where all these monsters live. And there's only people that like have done horrible things that can get into it. But, like, they have their own culture and shit like that. It's really fucking cool. Like, if you like fantasy, have you ever seen Lord of Illusions?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love Lord of Illusions.
It's right on that same fucking, and that's Clive Barker as well. That's right on that same page. If you like anything Clive Barker, you know it's going to be kind of fucking, you know, like, cheeky at times, because he's, like, really into horror.
Yeah.
But, like, it really, I mean, I don't know if it holds up just because I've never seen the original, but I really dug it. And, I guess we can go. I've also restarted watching Yu-Gi-Oh! Were you ever into that?
No comment.
You were never into that when you were growing up?
No comment. What? Growing up what? As a teenager?
Oh, I guess.
Yeah, I'm older than you.
Well, by a year, so I mean, that means that I was kind of held back mentally.
When was it? Wait, no. When I was a kid, it was Magic cards, Pokemon cards, and Tamagotchis.
And Dragon Ball Z.
And Dragon Ball Z.
And Yu-Gi-Oh! Came in that boom, too.
And, like, Ronin Warriors. But yeah, I never got into...
And Digimon and all that stuff. Like, I was into, like, Digimon,
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Dragon Ball.
Was out that
and
long
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Ago?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I don't know about that long. Dude, it's right in that same spot, though. Like, within, like, you know, a year.
I thought it was, like... Yeah, maybe it was, like, the year that I stopped, it came out.
Did you... What card games did you play?
Magic is the only one.
Okay, I had Dragon Ball Z cards, Pokemon cards, and Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards.
It was, dang,
yeah,
cool kid.
Do you remember that card shop in Talmadge?
Yes, Grandpa? No.
It was on Southeast Avenue, right next to Beer's Hardware. Like, kind of connected to Bumpus, but not connected.
Yes.
That's where we used to play all the fucking time. And, like, rewatching Yu-Gi-Oh! Now really brings me back to that spot. And, like, dude, I know it's very nostalgic for me. And not only that, I love the whole concept of, like, a card game that, like, projects the actual fights.
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, playing it. I'm like, oh, this would be so sick if they made a fucking thing that could, you know.
Are you a Naruto fan, too?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's another.
Yeah, okay, right on.
Like, kind of younger kid game / show / movies.
I mean, they're all the same concept of games. Like, hit powers to, like, fucking this card's higher than yours. And you combine this with this, and, like, you get this.
It could be a game of different colored dildos fighting each other.
Honestly.
With 6-6 hit points.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, this one's got 69 hit points. This is a double-sided dildo. It's got double hit points.
6-point wall.
I combined
that dildo.
I combined this black dildo with a double-sided dildo, and now it's a super mega double-sided black dildo.
I'm tapping them both to hit you in the face.
Yeah, ass to ass. Huh? How's that? I mean, that's like how fucking the Dragon Ball Z shit was too, like the card game as well. And it had like the foil cards and all that shit, but yeah. So I thought I'd mention that. Oh, and I caught up on Arrow and Flash, which is the mid-season finale. I know you didn't want to talk about TV shows, but holy fuck nuts.
I did hear that Flaro was pretty gnarly.
Yeah, the mashup?
Yeah.
Flaro, holy shit, that's genius. Did you just make that up?
I think I read it
fucking
somewhere.
Oh, damn it. I was like, fuck yeah, dude.
I thought I read it somewhere.
It's a hash, like, I guess.
Oh, Flaro.
Flaro, this week. It was really cool. You didn't see it?
No.
You're in for a treat.
I heard about Arrow versus Flash.
Really
the
cool. Diggle kind of steals the Flash episode, I feel like.
Cool.
But yeah, if you not keep it up on Arrow and Flash, this is a good time to fucking like find out where you can get all the episodes, the internet, and catch up, because this is like we'll have like 1 through 8 after Wednesday. Yeah, 8. No, 9? 8. And it'll be mid-season finale, and then they're going to go on break. I hate
mid-season. I hate break, yeah. I just don't understand Walking Dead, and I was like, well...
Gotham, too. Gotham's on
mid-season. Everyone.
But Gotham comes back first week of January. Fucking AMC is like, how about fucking 3 months? Yeah. You're like, what the fuck? It's summer break now? In the dead of winter? Yeah. It's already depressing enough, and you're going to take away my zombies?
At least these shows aren't Game of Thrones. They're like, you will wait 15 months.
But at least Game of Thrones fucking, like, plays all their episodes back-to-back.
That is nice of them after... You're waiting.
Yeah, and fuck. Well, no, it's a year. It comes back every February.
Is it 1 year?
Yeah, it just feels like winter's coming. Don't worry. Oh. And so is somebody on their sister. Oh, hey, am I right? Okay.
Incest.
So Tusk.
Tusk.
Holy
the
shit.
The Nazi party.
Yeah. What does he say? Join the Nazi.
Join the Nazi party.
And when she's on the phone, she's like, yeah, it's on a show called The Nazi Party. He's like, spell it out.
We're going a little too inside because I'm sure no one's seen this, obviously, according to the fucking
box office.
This movie opened. This movie opened box office for the first, it might have been weekend, was like $800,000.
That's a bomb.
$800,000. Didn't even break a million. It cost probably like $4 million to make, maybe five. But three?
Yeah.
Really?
Three.
Right on. So I mean, like, they're gonna make their money back for sure, especially with VOD and all that stuff and selling it to Netflix and whatnot.
Yeah.
How did you feel about the flick? I loved it.
Well, I thought the movie was an awesome concept. Because I love the actors involved.
Yeah, Haley Joel Osment.
He's great.
Genesis, can't remember her last
name. Yeah, she's hot.
And
Justin Long.
Justin Long, and of course...
I don't know his name.
Michael Parks.
See, I don't know his name. Okay. Sorry.
Michael Parks is fucking diabolical.
Awesome. He's awesome.
Oh, God. He's like... like fucking mocking.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He does it, yeah.
That fucking... dude, the first time you see Justin Long in the suit, I was like, what the fuck?
That's where it didn't... I wrote incredible buildup.
Oh, so it kind of didn't pay off for you.
Yeah, well...
And I've waited in anticipation way longer.
There's not many movies...
I heard the fucking podcast where they, like, the idea was
talked
incepted.
About it. And then
no,
in
incepted.
In the credits, they
based
showed
on the podcast,
inception.
Yeah, like
258
or some shit.
Yeah. I thought that I thought that the movie itself was... trying to placate to the irony of the genre of, like, you know, the oh God, what is that fucking movie?
Human Centipede,
like the man that wants to build monsters,
yeah.
And all
it
that
definitely
fucked
was.
Up
that
sewing
was,
shit together.
That was the whole entire
massacre.
Fucking if you listen to that podcast, he's like people pay for Human Centipede, but I think that was one of the things that kind of killed the market for people that weren't Smodcast fans.
Yeah.
Because he also built in a lot of shit from Smodcast. Like, remember when they're at the restaurant? Gimli, like, sliders?
Yeah.
That's based off the Gimli Glider, which is a podcast they did. And, like, they, like, I don't know, there's a lot of little Easter eggs for fans of Smodcast.
Johnny Depp was funny.
Oh, God, I cannot wait for Yoga Hose.
Yeah,
he's
Johnny
like
Depp
the star
was funny.
Of that as well.
But I loved it. I loved Justin Long's acting. I almost was, like, depressed the second I saw the fucking walrus suit.
Really?
Because I knew that hope was gone.
Yeah, how do you
undo
that?
You don't undo it.
Oh, by the way, this isn't really spoiling. I mean, the whole movie is fucking... Like, they predicated on the...
And they show
another
it.
Dude. And, yeah.
Yeah,
if you're like, follow Kevin Smith on Facebook or Twitter, he posts a photo of it the day before it came out on VOD.
Yeah.
I was so fucking bummed. But I guess that kind of took it... Like, that made me okay with the suit. I already knew what it looked like. I already knew what I was in for.
Yeah, I knew what I was in for the suit, but I didn't think I would get as much of it as I did.
Right.
Which then I can pick it apart. Then I can see the unrealistic ideas around it. Being, it's dead flesh sewn up into a suit, put onto a human with parts cut off of him and recut. You know what I mean? So that's going
to
decay. And that's why it bummed me out, though, the year later
thing.
I was just like, fuck, this is dumb. Like, it would be withered. It's not a mummy. Like,
true.
I don't, you know what I mean? Like, him dipping in the water is not going to keep the skin juicy.
Yeah.
I was miserable because I wanted Justin Long to redeem himself, kill the guy, and then, like, get out and, like, in some form of himself still be a human. He's not.
In all honesty,
he's fucking dead.
Well, no, at the end, I feel like there was a
big... He walrus cried.
Yeah, but he cried too. And
that's what I mean.
I mean, like...
No. I mean, like, no human is gonna see him as a human. They threw him a mackerel.
Yeah.
And said, hey, come on! Shit.
Yeah.
Walked away.
I don't know. Like,
let him back in his hole.
The movie for me, like, it took you on so... Like, you had no idea where it was going.
No,
and
you have nothing...
Time.
No idea about this film, just that it's named Tusk. You may think it's about a cabin on a hill.
And yeah,
because of the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no.
Honestly.
It'll throw you for a loop.
That's why I enjoyed it, because like, it did what I think movies are made to do, surprise you. And it fucking surprised the shit out of me.
It's almost like Kevin's writing these, like, almost like extra horrific fucking films. Like, Red State was really rough.
Yeah.
But I guess I didn't root for anything that much in that film. I was like,
which
I'm,
is weird,
I'm ready for
like
it.
They kind of villainized Justin Long in the movie, and yet you still rooted for him.
I rooted for his redemption. I
yeah,
like that comeback
I thought, of
humanity.
See, I think it's way cooler that he entered it more of like dystopian and like Empire Strikes
Back.
Like
he deserved
that,
though?
Well, no. Not deserved it, but I just like that he ended it in something that's kind of like, no, there is no going back. Like, it's fucked.
Like
this is
the
story.
You were fucked and here's your...
Yeah, not only that, just here's the story. Not even like, you deserve this. It's just kind of like, circumstantial, you were also a piece of shit. Even if he was a good guy and they ended it like that, I'd still be like, fuck yeah.
That's what I mean. I guess I don't think in films that the word circumstance gets used too much.
The PS to the film was a little much. But
it is. And that's what I mean. Like,
don't go too far into it, because I don't want to, because no one's seen this. So I
yeah. But like I said, like, the acting is off the chart.
Yeah, really good.
Michael
I can't
Parks
wait for
Yoga
Hosers.
Godlike. He's incredible.
Yeah.
His characters, like, that's the fucking dialogue that got me. His entire first 30 minutes of that film talking to Justin Long melted me. Talking about Ernest Hemingway, that shit, I was hooked. I was fucking in.
Not only that, I mean, it really shows, like Kevin Smith's chops for, like, writing, like, serious stuff as well.
Yes, his serious writing skills are there.
Yeah.
Just that concept was beyond me, because I was like, fuck, there's nothing. There's no coming back. I was
a lot
bummed.
Of people I read that were like, what's this movie about? Like, what, I don't understand, like, what...
The subcontext?
Well, no, just kind of like, they're like, I mean, like, yeah, it
Why?
Happens, and then nothing else happens. Like, you see it, and then, like, fucking a couple things happen, but, like, no one gets, like you were saying, like, no one gets redeemed, there's no, like, you know, victory.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck yes, that's exactly what
I
want.
I do love the dystopian endings, like, The Fallen and stuff like that.
Dude,
like,
Fallen's so good.
Fallen's so tough. But almost like...
Denzel.
Almost like I would have liked it better if... He became the serial killer in that form, like ripped out of his suit, still had some body parts left, and he kind of maybe took up that mantle after he murdered the dude, and his friends never found him.
Wow, you
I think
spoiled the whole thing.
That would be a little more satisfying. What? I'm just thinking on the whim.
Right on.
Just spoil the whole movie.
I was like, let's not talk about this in too much extent. Blah 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 blah. Oh, I'm sorry.
We've given it away
a little bit. Well, you have the whole thing.
I don't care. I think it's still worth the visual.
Not even the visual, just the performances, everything about it. I mean, like, it was really cool to be surprised, and now you won't be, sorry. But, I mean, that was, like...
There was no surprise to be had. We talked about beginning, middle, and end before I talked about that just then.
You talked about beginning, middle, and end.
You did as well.
Mm-mm.
Really?
We'll go back to tape.
We're gonna rewind.
Yep. All right, hold on. I told you.
Fuck off. That's not real. That's not real. He's a sack of shit. That's not real.
Okay, so yeah, Tusk, go see it and fucking know what already happens.
Hey, man. Sometimes it happens. Yeah. Hey, I learned the end of Sons of Anarchy and Walking Dead before I watched those episodes.
Why?
You see me tamponing and crying like a little bitch. Huh?
Who?
The internet.
Okay, well, I'll post in the fucking in the
a
description.
Warning.
It'd be like,
spoiler
hey, spoiler
warning.
For Tusk.
Yes, then we're not held liable
okay,
for
cool.
any of it.
Yeah, hopefully people read those. Fucking...
Except for this bitching. Let's move on.
Okay. Did you have a test of Tony?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. The running man. Shut the fuck up, Pajama Man. 1987,
so
The Running Man.
Sweating from this coffee.
Arnold
Pajamas and Frail.
Always sweaty.
Yeah. Sitting in a pool of ass sweat right now.
Continue.
Anyways, continue.
God damn it. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my god, I forgot Jesse Ventura was in that.
Cheesy acting at its best.
Oh god,
it's based on a book.
Yeah.
Arnold is still so new, you can barely understand the fucking words he says out of his mouth.
Yeah.
But look at those damn muscles.
Oh, wow.
That's what I wrote.
Yeah, I know. I can see you reading.
Yep. They do have pretty cool tech in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, the idea that RFID chips and, like, nanomachines in the body
exist, yeah.
Yeah, in that future, but obviously that was very new when the book was written.
Very new concept.
Yes. Yeah. Very cool. The film attempts to try to create, you know, really serious-looking future landscapes, and it tries to...
A lot of lights, I noticed, in the future.
Yeah, a lot of smoke and lights.
Not to hide sets or anything, just
everything
a lot of smoke.
Everything is lit up with horrible, horrible lights.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Neon, green, blue, and pink. That's
yeah, because everyone likes bright, colored lights in the future.
Hilarious RoboCop-style dystopian commercials. Yeah. Looking really stupid. Climbing for Dollars, that's a show where you climb a rope and grab little bits of money.
Yeah.
But then Rottweilers eat your legs.
Right, right, right. I think it has a, like, I think that whole, like, thing is about, like, where we were going as a culture.
Yeah, like, and we're going to become this fucked up.
There's so many things like that now. Like,
craving.
Looking back on it, there's so many things like that. Like, remember Gamer or Death Race or, like, there's so many fucking things.
My grandma wouldn't have imagined that TV would look like it does today.
No, she would have thought that Rottweilers would be eating people's legs for money.
She wouldn't have.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't think so.
I think she would.
I think my grandma in the 40s wouldn't have thought that she could have watched a neo-Nazi rape a guy in prison on Sons of Anarchy.
Are you sure?
You don't think she said, I guess she didn't sit
like,
down.
Hey, sure,
and she's watching Leave It to Beaver. She's like, well, I think in the future it's going to be real rapey and lots of hooting drugs and stabbing.
And Nazis will be fine to have on TV.
As long as they're played by Marilyn Manson.
Oh, God.
Okay, so yeah, this movie...
Hold up or no?
No.
Oh, really?
Not really. Like, it's fun... If you want
is
to
it
be,
fun for you nostalgically, or is it fun because it's just a fun movie?
It is a fun movie. It is. There's a lot of action. There's a lot of fun concepts. There's a lot of chasing. A lot of unique action. Each guy has like a a flamethrower.
Right, right, right. They each have
an electric
little,
gun.
Niche.
They're almost like boss fights. Each one of them.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
That's why I liked it. And not only that, like I liked Running Man back in the day because it was like one of the movies that was like a comic book movie before comic book movies existed.
Yeah, it was real, like, my name is Dynamo!
Yeah,
like,
exactly, and I was like, fuck, it's like future Gladiator, and I fucking, Gladiator.
Oh, Gladiator, sweet show, dude. Sweet show.
Sweet show?
Gladiators?
I meant fucking Gladiator.
Oh, you mean like the movie?
Yeah.
Russell Crowe?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm saying Gladiators because it's like a bunch of alphas fighting one guy.
But that's kind
of
like Gladiator, too.
Yeah, Gladiator's like in the arena.
Yeah, that's kind of what fucking...
Spartacus.
Spartacus. What is he, fucking Italian? Hey, Spartacus, you got the meatballs. Now here, go kill that guy.
They were in Rome.
Yeah, they were. They sure did have that accent, too, didn't they?
Hey, molto bello.
Yeah, they just got... Oh, they're from New York, Rome.
Hey, forget about it. Give me the gobbledygook.
Oh, New York, Italy. It's a suburb of Rome.
Oh, anyway. What's he say? He's like, take the gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook.
Michael Scott.
Gabagool.
Yeah, Gabagool. He's like, we don't have that. What are you talking about? You know, Gabagool.
I fucking love Michael Scott.
All right. I get a 2 out of 5 for like a modern entertainment value. And like,
okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Quality. With what you have around you and that you could watch, I understand what you're saying. Because you could watch fucking Gladiator.
Am I right? Yeah.
God, that movie rules. Let's watch Gladiator now. Okay.
Now.
So our in-depth is on Backdraft. Ron motherfucking Howard. Yeah. There's the smoke. Oh, no.
On top of the Backdraft. 91.
90 fucking one.
Fireman Brothers.
Yep. Kid's dad dies right off the rip.
You know what confused me right off
the
rip?
Pretty powerful beginning. What's up?
Kurt Russell plays the dad, and then he plays the identical character that is the son right after the dad dies. He is his dad. The kid
yeah.
that watches his dad die in the fire.
Right.
He watches Kurt Russell die in the fire.
Weird.
Yeah, and then the kid grows up.
I did not catch that at all.
And Kurt Russell plays Bull, the guy.
Yeah, Bull.
Who's
yeah,
the brother. Kurt Russell plays the dad, too.
Great twist, by the way, at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Backdraft before?
Yes. But yeah, he plays two characters that are literally seamlessly almost next to each other in scenes.
That's wild.
As two different people.
That's insane. I didn't even catch it.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
It confused the living shit. I'm like, wait, am I in the past? Is he Bull?
Maybe because the first time
is the dad Bull?
Like, I think I was also sick this week, and I watched that as one of my sick movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I might have grazed past that part. Because the first time I watched it, I was like, I'm tired. And then I fell asleep. And then the second time I watched it, I was like, well, I know that the dad dies at the beginning of this. So I'm just going to start from when fucking Billy Baldwin's graduating fucking fire school.
Ah, see.
And his friend is so fucking amped up for fires.
Oh, yeah. He's like, let's go get in there with our t-shirts.
I have my beer. Let's fucking go put out this fire. I'll piss on it. Don't worry, Billy Baldwin.
Pushing old ladies out of the way to get there.
I know. What a fucking prick. Fuck that guy. Yeah, his friend from the academy is pumped for fires, chasing the fire trucks with beer in hand.
Actually, there's a redeeming factor because he gets his fucking face melted.
Yeah, he does. Does he live? I think he dies.
I think it's a dying thing.
Yeah.
Because
they mentioned it in the limo. Oh, fucking Bobby De Niro.
Oh, he played. Oh, dude,
killed it.
Him talking to fire is awesome.
Yeah,
is awesome.
I will say the guy, the arsonist, was my favorite character in that movie. The
Axe.
The old guy with the fucking white hair. He was like the fire. It spoke to you. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah. Whenever they talk about fire having a life and have, you know, he's like, it eats, it breathes.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's evil.
And
dude,
the one thing he's like someone that knows fire but doesn't want it out.
Yeah.
So he hates fire. And then I was like, a fire, man. Oh, God, it's Bull!
No!
But it wasn't Bull. it's weird that the brothers live in some shitty, the brother, Bull. It's weird that he lived in a boat in New York.
Yep.
That gets super cold.
Yeah.
And his wife kicked him out like 6 months ago. He's had to have had some form
of
fucking...
Well, that's... I think obviously, on mine and your level, like, we're thinking, well, that's not realistic. He'd get an apartment.
And not only that, what is with, like, movie? I feel like movies in the 90s, like, some asshole's, like, he's like, on some weird boat.
On a cliff
or
with
a trailer. He used to be really good at his job, or still is.
Yeah.
But he's, like... living this real simple, shitty life.
Yeah.
I don't get that at all.
Swordfish, they go out and he's like on like an oil rig with a trailer. He's like, what do you want? It's like pumping oil next to him.
Why are you doing that? I don't know.
I'm a hacker.
Out of the movies we've done in-depths on, this is the second one with a dude shower scene.
Dude, I wrote that. I wrote, oh, where is it? Right here. God. Makes being a fireman seem like hell on earth.
Honestly, it does. It is.
Sweet homoerotic shower fireman party.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, he's seconds
choose.
Away from, like, jerking him off,
yeah.
like, laughing and playing. And
yeah, so you like fire?
Showers.
How much you like fire? Couple of my belly.
I don't get why they're like, they gotta have a bro moment. What room should they be in?
Showers. Definitely naked.
Showers? Are you sure not in an orgy?
Ron, you sure you want them in a shower? We have this double-sided dildo they can both sit on. Nah. Showers. Let's keep it clean for the kids.
And I was gonna say, good God, the practical fire effects in that film probably killed a few people on set. Because there's a lot of real fire around those actors.
It's weird. You know, like, fire doesn't shoot outward. Fire shoots upward, right?
Yeah.
But, like, in every fucking shot, fire was shooting outward. So I really do wonder how they did that. You remember the shot in Team America where the bomb goes off in Panama? And it fucking rolls through the whole city, but it, like, rolls, like, forward?
Yeah.
And what they did was they took a camera and they set it at the top of the scene. Like, they made, like, a little mock town. And it was, like, they lit it from the bottom and shot the fire up.
Oh, so gravity pulled it towards the camera.
Well, no, fire just, you know, heat rises.
Yeah.
And the camera was pointed downward, and that's how they got that shot to make it look like fire was rolling in, because of the perspective.
Maybe they twisted a lot of scenes.
That's what I was wondering, because a lot of the fire is just exploding out, but it also, I guess it does kind of go upward, but it goes far, like, I don't know, it was pretty intense.
There was that scene at the end when the fire's on the ceiling, and it looks like almost like a creature, because the hose is whipping. That
By
was
the
gorgeous.
Way, that, grabbing that, I mean, that hose.
Oh, grabbing
would
that hose
fucking
would
impossible.
Break your arms.
Yeah.
It seems like it would break your fucking arms.
Yeah, it probably would have. The punches in that movie sounded fucking insane.
Oh, jeez.
It sounds like a fucking snare from 1983.
Also, it seems like every fireman forgets one fundamental thing in that film. Every fire. One except guy pokes something. Yeah, except Bull. Bull notices everyone's fuck-ups. Yeah. But everyone kind of fucks up. Like, don't go that way. And then he goes that way for a certain reason.
Or
poking something he shouldn't.
Or check the door.
Yeah. I'm like, Jesus, he just told you check hot doors. Like,
yeah. And he's like, hey, did you check that door? He's like, fuck it.
Watch this, boss. Boom.
Everybody smoked in the 90s.
Even it fires.
All right.
Head into the fire. Light your cigarette, boy.
Yeah, yeah. Not only that, like, it's like, I'm the fire inspector. I'm going to light a cigarette and go in and check for what caused this fire and what caused all these people to die. Probably smoke inhalation.
Yeah.
Ah, yep, definitely smoke inhalation. Yeah. I'm going to put this out, light another one.
They literally have black smoke, like black soot coming out of their nostrils, and they're lighting cigarettes.
Yeah, they have like fucking cigarettes in their nostrils running into the fire. Like, I want to breathe right. Gotta have my Nick.
God. And then I thought it was funny. They were like, don't go in there. It's a chemical fire. Every firefighter in there was no mask during that last fight.
That was a lot of the movie. There wasn't many masks. Like,
not a lot of masks.
They just like ran in. I was like, that can't be healthy.
He calls him a twinker. Like, he calls him a fairy for wearing the mask.
Yeah,
it's like
Billy Baldwin wears the mask. Yeah.
And he's like, take it off, Tinkerbell. You're going to be fine.
Tinkerbell?
Tinkerbell.
Okay.
Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
That little
clap if you believe. Clap if you believe in her. That's from Peter Pan. I'm surprised you haven't seen that.
I haven't seen it.
It's a Disney movie about a boy who lives forever.
I'm sure you have the Blu-ray.
I don't have any Blu-ray. The montage. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I wrote soft rock montage with dudes throwing water on themselves, reminiscent of movies of
the time.
He
sprays a fucking power hose in his face.
Yeah, or
I was like, that would rip his skin off.
Or just the opening of gay porn.
And now, oh yeah, especially the shot with the slow-mo shot of him taking his helmet that's full of water and just dumping it on his head. I was like, who the fuck trained for that?
Ooh, that was sizzling.
Oh my god, I'm so hot, I need to cool down. why the fuck would someone hold a hose up to their face? Also in slow motion, kind of weird. Chicken catching, why are they doing that?
Yep.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, they're like, there's a fire where they're like, get all the chickens!
Yeah, I was like, what is this, fucking Zelda Ocarina of Time? Like, fucking find all the chickens, put
them back in the fire. You know what a firefighter would do is go, those aren't on fire, let's go the fuck home.
Even if they were on fire, we have dinner after we put out this fire. I don't give a fuck about these chickens. That's before people were, like, aware of animal rights and all that stuff. It was the 90s. Things were great. Is this part of being a fireman? Slow motion shot of him pouring a helmet full of water on his again. I'm guessing I meant head.
One his.
Yep. The dead body breathes, and they don't even make a mention of it. All right, they're holding... It's right when Billy Baldwin quits the fire. Like, you know, Bull kind of pushes him out.
Yeah.
And, Billy, he joins the inspector's unit under Bob De Niro, and I like calling him Bob.
I know, you guys are pretty close.
Pretty close.
Pretty
we're having,
close.
Having some brunch after this, and fair enough. And they're checking out a body from one of the fires, and the, I'm guessing like the coroner, is that what they're called?
Coroner?
Coroner.
Yeah.
He's like, hold this body. Coroner? He's like, hold this body, and, you know, Billy Baldwin's like, oh my god, this is so gross, and then he goes to put it down, and the body goes,
oh, like it pushed more smoke out of its
face?
I didn't notice
that. It fucking coughed.
Like a really noticeable cough?
Very. I was like, oh my god, is it a lot?
And
it's a zombie flick?
It must have been them, like, saying that you can shake the smoke out of
but
the
lungs. But they never said, like... Hey,
nothing about it.
No mention.
I don't remember it. I don't remember seeing it or, as you said, no dialogue about
that
either.
It's fucking
I do like
really
that
weird.
They did the reverse filming.
Oh, for this.
For showing all the smoke and
the
all the fire.
It was kind of, I don't know if they're actually teaching me anything that is real, but that,
no.
Okay.
No.
Backdrafts aren't like that?
No, not really. Like, that contained, they would probably go into, like, everything instead of waiting for a door.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Well, I think that, like, what happens is the fire, what. It burns all the oxygen in the room, and when you open the door, it fucking has all that oxygen, so it bursts out.
But I'm just saying, like, a fire wouldn't, like, it would move on before it would, like, dissipate and wait for someone to come on back in.
But if it has no oxygen to burn in that room, then it can't burn anything else, because once all the, that's how you fucking kill a fire, you,
smother it.
Well, or you fucking choke it, that's what that's called.
Choking a fire.
Like, when you take all the, when it burns all the oxygen out of the room.
I know how fire,
Oh, yeah. I watched Backdraft 2, asshole. Wow.
Okay, so we're both inspectors, I
guess. Backdraft 2, Billy Baldwin Returns.
I think that those were, the way that they talked about them in the film, like, handmade to be, like, really specialized backdrafts, makes sense that then they would be so deadly for one person.
Right.
But and I don't think in real life there's a lot of, like, horrific backdraft.
Yeah, you don't hear about that much.
Oh, God.
Backdraft
firefighters.
Claims another.
Yeah, it's not like reminiscent of movie on Yahoo News. Backdraft annihilates the fucking...
Ron Howard warned us.
Opens a fucking hangar door and the whole crew got it.
And we didn't listen.
Ron Howard warned us. It's coming!
Yeah, I told you, backdrafts are fucking bitches. Let's see, Billy Baldwin getting on some hoes.
He gets that hoes hard.
Yeah, he does.
There's a girl in the movie, but I don't know why.
Oh, no, getting it on some hoses. When they're fucking on top of the fire truck.
The rig, yeah. And then they're, like, riding.
Yeah, and you know, they're making out while they're on the way to the fucking
that's
fire.
That's romantic.
I was like, dude, you're gonna lose your fucking job, asshole.
Yeah.
But no one gave a shit. They're like, oh, buddy, here's some coffee. I bet you're tired from all that sex you had coming on our fucking hose. Like, what the fuck?
Or, we've never been to a firefighter's house and know that maybe they don't give a fuck if people are banging around all over them.
Dude, you don't want to fucking whip out your fire hose and be like, ew.
I don't think when you're in the fire and you're in the zone, you give a fuck about cum hoses.
Get in the zone. Fire zone.
Don't worry about the cum of the hose.
Don't mind that. Yeah, brutal fire death of the guy who didn't check the door. That was fun. Dude, that fire burning in his face was actually pretty good like effects. I'm not sure how they did that. It had to have been like some sort of man.
There's that whole like the wet looking suits like melting and shit.
Yeah. Which I was kind of surprised at. Like, I figured that those suits wouldn't do that since they're fucking going to be in fires.
When the one guy, he's hanging. When Axe is hanging from him, his suit's
on fire.
On fire,
yeah. I was like,
but I'm like, it has to be a liquid that's burning on it.
Is it retardant or retarded?
Oh, it's a flame retarded suit.
Retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah,
right?
Flame retarded
suit.
Yeah,
it's
like,
so dumb.
Oh, it's fire!
Yeah, I don't know. Does it affect me?
I'm not even into it.
I'm flame ignorant.
Look at me. I don't care. Yeah, flame retardant, meaning it's not flame proof, but it withholds flames.
But also, well, no, I mean, like.
Repels.
No. Isn't retarded like slow? Isn't that like the.
Yes, but I'm sure they're not going to say, yeah, it's one of those flame retarded.
It's retardant.
Retardant, yes. It's
I'm
not susceptible to flames, but it can still burn.
Just joking.
Flame retardant. I know, but I like playing with
it. I like flame retarded.
You're almost flame retarded.
I am. But not now. I saw Backdraft.
No, I learned everything I need to know to be a firefighter.
Yeah, not only that, I know fire lives, breathes, eats. I got it. Look at him. That's my brother. God damn it. That line.
Awesome.
Oh, fuck you. That
awesome.
Was so, look at him. That's my brother. God damn it.
That's awesome.
Fuck that. That was so
good. That was so 90s. Fucking,
I was like, Ron Howard.
That's the toughest.
God damn it, Ron. I was like, fucking.
He had to get in that last line because that's the line that proved his brother's worth to the other guys on the unit. And then he died in the ambulance with his brother.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Then they have a huge funeral for both of them. Yeah. And he doesn't give up Axe's name, but he just takes the fucking proof straight to the bad guy, the city organizer guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he protects the fire
unit
as a whole.
He doesn't want to shit on the name.
Because, honestly, I think both of them also saw the need to kill those guys, but they didn't.
Bull had the whole, I don't know, I can't fucking, he makes perfect sense why he's killing these people.
Yes.
And I don't want to give up my buddy, but also killing fucking people, and you fucked up a
fire. You started a fire.
And you killed a fireman.
Yeah,
you meant to or not, you still fucking did.
You burned
your intent to kill people. Yeah.
I like that, when they're like, yeah, you burn people, man.
Yeah, that was actually really cool. I really dug that, like you burn people. Like, I was like, oh, wow, that sounds way more fucked up than, like, you started a fire.
Yeah.
It's very, like, I don't know, it just kind of, like, paints that picture of him literally burning people.
Yep. As if his hand was there and he was just putting blowtorches on him, which you're like, that's horrible, man.
So, yeah, I really liked it. That was my first time ever viewing it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. What do you want to do for next week? The same thing we do every week, Pinky. Watch a fucking another movie.
Watch a fucking film. Who thought you thought of Running Man this week?
For Testa Tony. Yeah, I didn't watch that though. Obviously.
Did you think of Backdraft?
No, I think Bob did, or you, or something. I think Bob was like Backdraft.
Actually, let's fucking do Kingdom of Heaven.
Kingdom of, okay, I haven't seen that. Yeah.
Oh my god! All right, our in-depth Kingdom of Heaven.
Okay. That's been out for a while.
Yes, like that's Orlando Bloom before anyone knew Orlando Bloom.
Holy shit, so before the fucking Lord?
Oh, yeah.
Lord of the Rings?
Oh, yeah.
Let me look that up real quick. We'll get a date for you. And then, do you want to reveal your Test of Tony? You pick this one, because I did pick Running Man for you.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a good Test
Kingdom
of Tony.
Kingdom of Heaven, you said?
Yes. Okay, that I would want to watch. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of want to
see
it.
Well, I pick something that you've seen that you haven't seen for a while. Whether, if you remember it good, fine, but it could turn out shitty. I just don't want you to watch something that you're like, I like this movie a lot. Because you're just going to come back with fucking
like,
crazy.
I can't say Dune.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're like, oh, I just want to suck its dick on this whole podcast.
It's the best.
2005 Kingdom of Heaven. So you've had fucking 9 years to watch it. If you're in my boat, I understand. Because I haven't gotten around to it.
But if you haven't, watch it now. Explain it. You'll get in with us next week. It's going to be amazing. My Test of Tony, I think I'm going to do... Oh, I want to do an original, like an older superhero movie that was kind of... is Spawn.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how it looks now.
I
really
just watched it.
All right. We'll talk about it. I'm going to rewatch because I enjoyed it, but...
I loved it as a kid.
I mean... I wasn't ever obsessed
with it. I was obsessed with it. So I have a very good, like, testament to it because of, like,
cool.
Is it nostalgic or is it just shitty?
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll discuss that.
Or is though. It, or rather, is it nostalgic, shitty, or is it actually good? And we'll pick a new genre 5 for next week. And until then, burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans Ride Free, Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.